Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, the good news today is that the governor, former governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich, has been found guilty of 17 out of 20 charges, and he's found guilty of all the charges related to trying to sell a U.S. Senate seat when Barack Obama was elected as president. He then had to fill an empty U.S. Senate seat, and he tried to sell it. And that's what you'd expect, right? People from Illinois, we have family members in Illinois. And in fact, my son Dominic is there right now in Chicago visiting family. And people in Illinois, when you talk about their politicians being criminals, they just laugh. They just laugh, and they do deserve the wicked governing leaders that they get. In fact, the nation does. So Rod Blagojevich has been found guilty of 17 charges, including extortion, bribery, wire fraud, conspiracy, attempted extortion. And so 17 charges, and he went into the courthouse today saying that he had weak knees. Weak knees. Now, isn't that what Chris Matthews said when Barack Obama was elected president? Oh, it was a tingle. It wasn't a week. It was a tingle. And this is not surprising, but also, tragically, it's not surprising when we see similar things happening with Republicans. And if you think of, well, Ralph Reed, what? He's Mr. Christian Coalition, Ralph Reed. And Ralph Reed has been guilty of so much fraud. I'll give you an example. He and his buddies, some of whom are in jail for fraud, he and his buddies would raise tens of millions of dollars, many tens of millions of dollars as lobbyists, and then they would try to work the Christian base. And for example, they were hired by an Indian tribe to try to reduce the competition from Indian casinos in Texas. And so they collected literally tens of millions of dollars, and they whipped up a frenzy, a conservative Christian, fundamentalist, anti-gambling campaign in Texas, and they got the Indian casino closed down because they were making tens of millions of dollars from another tribe. And so then they went to the tribe that they closed down and they got them to pay them millions of dollars in lobbying fees to try to get them reopened. And that's, and so Ralph Reed, with his Christian background, and I use that term loosely, so Ralph Reed goes to Texas and says to the Christians, we need to rise up and hold the standard of the Lord high, and we need to stop this gambling. It's going to destroy our children. And he's lying through his teeth. He's doing it to help the casino industry, just to streamline the number of outlets that are available so the ones that are still in operation make more money. So it's fraudulent, and it happens on both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat. And it's really, here in Colorado, it's affected us because our U.S. Senate candidate, Bob Schaefer, he benefited from some of the scam money that was coming in through this Republican, quasi-Christian, quasi-conservative lobbying scam. And Bob Schaefer and his wife got to take a junket to the Marianas Islands. Remember, he ran for U.S. Senate, and he supposedly was pro-life. Well, we came out against Bob Schaefer as strongly as we could come out against any candidate for two reasons. The main one was that he opposed personhood, not just now. He didn't say it was bad timing. He opposed personhood in principle, he said. He's pro-life, but he's opposed recognizing the unborn child as a person. Okay, so that's a good reason to oppose him and to recognize that he's not pro-life, he's a liar, he's in it for the money and power influence. And the second reason was because there were accusations that in the Marianas Islands, there were Chinese textile firms that were that had hired thousands upon thousands of Chinese nationals, young women, to go to the Marianas Islands, which was a U.S. protectorate. And but these islands, they could produce textiles, clothing, pants, shirts, and so on, with a Made in America stamp, but it wasn't a U.S. state. And our labor laws didn't apply. So not only were there accusations of virtual slave labor, but there were long and persistent accusations of forced abortion. So was Jack Abramoff involved in that in the Marianas Islands? Yeah, I believe so. There's a documentary called Casino Jack that it's worth seeing, and it exposes all of this. Of course, it's made by liberals. Conservative Christians don't like to expose the scams and the lies in their own camp. They prefer to look the other way, like televangelist scams. They prefer to look the other way. Right now in Dallas, the big magazine in Dallas, it's called D Magazine. It's got a circulation of over 400,000 copies a month. And they are reprinting chapter one of Trey Smith's book on Mike Murdoch called Thieves. And so why hasn't the Christian community exposed Mike Murdoch as a fraud and addicted to sexual immorality and pornography and just a thief who is fleecing countless, many Christians who are struggling, who are elderly, who are ill and desperate, who are lonely, and he's fleeced them out of tens of millions of dollars in a huge scam? Why doesn't the Christian community expose the rot within? Doesn't the Bible say that judgment begins in the house of God? Why don't the conservative Christians expose Ralph Reed? Why don't they do that? Wouldn't that be better than the Democrats doing it? When I do wrong, it's, you know, when your friends come and they tell you that you're doing wrong, well, that cuts deep. But it's better the wounds of a friend. But no, that just, I mean, that kind of thinking doesn't even exist in the conservative Christian movement. It just doesn't exist. So you've got U.S. Senate candidate Bob Schaefer flying to the Marianas Islands with his wife, and we got a photograph. He was there for 3 days, and he was there to investigate slave labor conditions and forced abortion. And he came back and he said, as far as I can tell, as far as I could see, there was no forced abortion. Well, we got him a photograph of him with his wife in her bathing suit on a little boat and him parasailing. So I guess he was up in the air parasailing and looking over the islands for a forced abortion going on at that moment. And he looked all over and he didn't see a forced abortion and came back. And by the way, that textile industry there in the Marianas Islands gave millions, many millions of dollars to Jack Abramoff and the Ralph Reed scam, the lobbyist scam. So if they were guilty, and every indication is they were guilty, not only are there women who say they were forced to have an abortion, but if you just think about it, these Chinese women, they come from the mainland to the Marianas Islands. They work for a few years, virtual slave labor. They have to work to pay for their transportation. They have to work for their room and board, which is given to them by the sweatshops. And they have to work for the money to get back to China. And when they get back to China, they're not allowed to have been pregnant. It's not allowed. So Bob Schaefer comes back and says, we didn't see any forced abortion. And so we asked him, we gave him a list of 10 questions. We said, did you ask these questions? Why didn't you talk to us before you went there? Because here are the questions you had to ask. What are the policies? And plant after plant, as he went to each, now he probably visited virtually none of the textile factories. But what he should have done is given them a list of questions and first say, what is your policy for when your workers become pregnant? What is your pregnant employee policy? What is your policy? How many women of childbearing age do you have working for you at this time and in the past 10 years? How many of those women have become pregnant? How many? What have been your expenditures on employee benefits or cost for a pregnancy? How many days off have your pregnant workers received in the past 1 year, 5 years, 10 years? And questions like that would have gone a little bit further than just, say, parasailing, than doing a survey while parasailing, trying to determine if you could see any forced abortions going on at that moment, like outdoors, on the beach. And Bob Schaefer couldn't find any, but he did get a trip to the South Pacific, paid for by the whole ugly Ralph Reed, Jack Abramoff, traditional values, Lou Sheldon, if you remember those guys. They're still alive, right? He's about at least as alive as Bob Dole. So they're still alive, those guys. Lou Sheldon and the Traditional Values Coalition. It is mostly a scam. Mostly a scam. And basically, their purpose is to line their pockets with money using Christians as a political tool, a weapon. So it's pretty ugly. And so we have Ron Blagojevich, and he's guilty. He's guilty. He was trying to sell a U.S. Senate seat. You know, the Democrats, what do they value? They value democracy and the voice of the people. And vox populi, vox Dei. The voice of the people is the voice of God. So the more money I can get for this open Senate seat, the more the people obviously approve of me. And, of course, Barack Obama, he hails from Chicagoland. And the corruption that is common in Chicago, and it's so corrupt that the people of the state, they just chuckle about it. They just laugh, like Denver getting a mayor-elect who is a customer of a prominent prostitution ring in Colorado. And Peter Boyles over on KHOW Radio, 6:30 a.m., he deserves the credit for publicizing that story. He didn't break the story, but he deserves the credit for publicizing it. And the media in Colorado don't care, just like people didn't care that Bill Clinton is not only a liar, but he breaks his wedding vows. So he lies to his wife, he mocks his wife, he harms his child, and he's approved for all of this because as a lying fornicator, he makes liberals feel good about themselves. If you could be a lying fornicator and be the president, well then, hey, I could be the top salesman in my company. And I approve of Bill Clinton. And so Clinton had pretty high approval ratings. Still does. So we have this problem, but is this a Democratic problem? If you're going to call them, some people insist that I call them Democrats. And I'm actually very comfortable calling them Democrats. But when I do, I also have to remember to call the other side of the aisle Republicans. They are Republicans. Because Jesus went after the publicans. He slammed them hard. He body slammed them, the publicans. And so now they figured, well, it's been a couple thousand years. Let's try it again. So now they have the Republicans. I'm a registered Republican, but it's sort of like being a recovering alcoholic and you go to an AA meeting and you say, hi, I'm Bob and I have a problem. And so you have the same thing with the Republicans, whether it's Rudy Giuliani or whether it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, or how about it's the contract with America? You've got Republicans who are sexually immoral and live to brag about it because it's not really relevant, because we no longer have standards that as a Christian community we uphold. You've got the president of the largest Southern Baptist seminary in the country, Albert Mohler, saying that Christians need to get over their problem with homosexuals. Christians need to stop treating homosexuals as though there's something wrong with them. After all, you know, they're probably born that way. He said, you never know. Well, we may find out they're born that way. And I guess the same has got to be true for child molesters. They must be born that way. And Larry Flint, the pornographer, he must be born that way. And Peter Boyle, since we mentioned him, he loves prostitutes. He enjoys having prostitutes on his show. And so he was probably born that way. And the only people I think a liberal pastor like Albert Mohler would say was somebody not born that way is somebody who takes money out of the collection plate. That's the only person left in the world that you could criticize. It's the only one you can judge in the whole world is somebody who takes money out of the collection plate. Oh, yeah, and Bob and Yurt Live. You can still judge them because we judge those who slaughter the innocent, and Christians get mad at us and tell us it's wrong to judge. And we say, because Planned Parenthood rips the arms and legs off of babies in the womb, and those babies are made in God's image and likeness, they're precious. And they murder them. They slaughter the innocent. They sacrifice children to their god of convenience and money. We say it's wrong to do what you're doing. And Christians by the thousands just extrapolate, because we don't talk to all Christians, but you could extrapolate millions of Christians will condemn and judge us for judging child killers. And they'll say, you shouldn't say that. And so why could they judge us and we can't judge them? Why? I mean, don't they realize the dripping hypocrisy? When I say something, when I criticize someone, I am consciously thinking, Lord God, do I commit the same sin? Have I done the same thing? Am I doing the same thing that I'm criticizing? Like Rod Blagojevich, have I tried to sell a U.S. Senate seat? And I think for a moment, not that I can recall. I mean, but certainly I commit other sins that are terrible. And so I ask God to help me to grow and mature and grow strong in Him so I could love my neighbor enough to warn them of their destruction and not be a hypocrite while I'm doing it. And in a way, you know, we have a listener in Las Vegas. I don't like to give people's names. He wrote a paper 30 years ago when he was in high school, and he said, the world needs more hypocrites. And he's funny. Mike is funny. He wrote that. He said, look, if you're doing something wrong, you want your friend to warn you and show you, even if they're messed up, you still want them to show you. Like if you're doing drugs, you're doing crack cocaine, and your friends say, you know, you're really destroying your life with all that crack. And you look at them and say, you're a drug addict too. Well, we are, but you're really ruining your life. I mean, that's a little bit better than just not caring at all. So Tiemann, he's funny. He wrote that when he was a teenager, young teenager. I remember. And it was the world needs more hypocrites. And so there's a little bit something to that, but you can do both. You can warn your neighbor, tell them how they're destroying themselves and destroying others. And at the same time, you could go to the Lord and ask Him to help you to overcome that temptation, that sin that's destroying you and hurting your loved ones and the people around you. So you could do both. But Christians, they don't like to do that. What's his name? Eye of Newt, the contract with America? Newt Gingrich, for years we called him only Eye of Newt. Newt Gingrich, it's ugly to recall the details. Like Aurelia Riley. Aurelia writes B novels with tawdry sex scenes in them. Remember that he was sued for sexual harassment of one of his female producers, and it was a pretty horrendous situation. And he settled. And of course, he never brings it up on a show. And you know what? I think he gives a pass to other celebrities who commit sexual immorality. Like when the governor of New Jersey, and I'm not forgetting Eye of Newt, I'll get back to him. But when the governor of New Jersey cheats on his wife with a man, Aurelia Riley says, that's no reason for him to resign. What's the little adultery? What's the big deal? What's the big deal if he's cheating on his wife and in a homosexual, immoral relationship? I mean, his wife might not like it, but surely it has no bearing on his job performance. And it used to be in America that we knew that if you would not keep your vow to your wife, you could not be trusted to keep your word to anyone else, including the public, including millions of people you've never met and you never will meet. So we used to be able to think in those simple terms, but today, increasingly, you have people who pass for conservative and even pro-family leaders saying, hey, why are you against homosexuals? I mean, they're probably born that way. And of course, like Focus on the Family, no, we would never try to recriminalize pornography. It's a free speech right. We only want to regulate it. We only want to regulate what they can do in a porn video. We want to regulate it. Maybe we'll set up a commission to view all the porn videos, find out which ones need to improve their employment practices. So we no longer have a standard that is meaningful. When Focus on the Family, their founder, Dr. James Dobson, when he's on the President's Commission on Pornography, and they don't remind the world that it should be criminal to conduct business and to trade in human sex. That should be criminal. They can't remind the world that. All they can do is regulate it, decide where you can sell it, how many feet from a public school you can sell it, who you can sell it to, what kind of pornography would get the commission's stamp of approval, what kind of pornography they would say should be criminal, and what kind of pornography they would say should be legal. And Dr. Dobson was full-on involved in this. And so we talk with his vice president, Tom Minery, of public policy, and we've talked with Christian leaders around the pro-family Christian movement, national Christian leaders like Bob Knight, who at the time, I think he was a spokesman with CWA, Conservative Women for America. And I said, Bob, would you join us in our call to recriminalize pornography? It's basically prostitution, to pay a woman to have sex. Oh, no, we would not. We wouldn't do that. No, it's... You know, there's such a thing as free speech, Bob. There's free speech, and you got to regulate these things. And so when they want to regulate child killing, that's no surprise. And when our conservatives, like Newt Gingrich, didn't he tell his wife who was dying in a hospital room with cancer that he wanted to divorce her and he was heavily involved with another woman? Was that Newt Gingrich, or am I confused? Or was that it? That wasn't Bill Clinton. He never stooped that low. Did Bill Clinton ever stoop that low? I mean, he stooped low. Do you know how low you got to go to stoop lower than Bill Clinton? And you could take our Republican heroes and you could see that they're worse. When they are worse than Bill Clinton or Barack Obama, the Christians have all drank the Kool-Aid. They drink the Kool-Aid. And so all they can do is they get glassy-eyed and they defend them and they say, party Trump's person, I think. And, Mitt Romney may have done way worse than Barack Obama has ever tried to do, but I'd rather have Mitt Romney than I'm afraid of the boogeyman. I'm still afraid of the dark, and I'm afraid of the boogeyman. So I'd rather have Mitt Romney on because he had a flashlight last time I saw him. And so I'm afraid of the dark. And that's about as rational or reasonable. When Christians in California were supporting Arnold Schwarzenegger, it was just too much. Arnold Schwarzenegger is so filthy and wicked beyond measure. The things he would do with women and to women at his world championship weightlifting contest are so despicable that you can't even begin to try to communicate it to another human being, whether it's a male or a female. He treated women worse than rats in the gutter. That's how he treated women. And this was all known to anyone who did any background research at all into Arnold Schwarzenegger. Plus, he's a liberal pro-abort. But he was really good financially, wasn't he? He towed the line financially right into the ground. He drove the state of California as though it were a plane heading to the ground at 600 miles an hour. So it was better. Wasn't it better to have the state of California destroyed under a Republican than to see it destroyed under a Democrat? Isn't that better? Who's worse, Blagojevich or Romney or Newt Gingrich or Arnold Schwarzenegger or Rudy Giuliani? Who? Sean Hannity? Who? Take your pick. God bless you.